Call now 1300 303 468 or text 0467 842 722.
Something a little more positive. If you are a regular listener to this program on ABC Ballarat and Southwest Victoria, you may have heard about a group called Nature Glenelg Trust. Sometimes in the context of rehabilitating and monitoring swamps. I was reading about this on their newsletter, the NGT newsletter, something that could be described as a pleasant surprise, and I guess we quite often need one of those. A follow-up survey of the Green Swamp, which revealed what looks like good news. Dr. Greg Kerr is a senior ecologist with the Nature Glenelg Trust. He's on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
You've done a lot of work and then you do a survey to see what you'll find. So what exactly did you find with this survey?
We've been monitoring it off and on seasonally for the last couple of years. And we went there about 3 weeks ago and we were really pleasantly surprised. There was a huge number of birds on it. We counted over 6,000 that we could see, and they were from 27 different species. Initially looking down right across, it's a big area covered in what's called water ribbons or triglockan, and we suddenly saw about nearly 250 white-necked herons, and That was exceptional to see so many of those. I might have seen 15 or 20 on a wetland at most in the past, but to see this huge number of large white-necked birds sticking up out of the green background was quite amazing. And then as we were looking, a swamp harrier flew over and suddenly, about 5,000 ducks took off from the wetland, and we sat down to get onto some serious counting. But as we saw these ducks roaring around in large groups all around us, we spotted magpie geese in the middle of them. And magpie geese are quite interesting birds. They were originally quite widespread across Victoria and South Australia and New South Wales, but by about the 1930s, they were declared endangered in Victoria, and they sort of became extinct after that. Locally, they're very common up in the northern part of Australia. Then in the 70s, they were reintroduced at Tower Hill down near Warrnambool and Bull Lagoon over in South Australia, and they slowly and steadily started to creep out across the region again. So to suddenly see 15 of them at Green Swamp was a wonderful sighting.